礼节美语。
Henry 告诉同事 Cindy， 他这一天真是倒了血霉了，早上起晚，上班迟到，忘了取送去干洗的西装，所以只好穿着 T 恤和牛仔裤来公司上班。不仅如此，钱包还被人偷了。 Cindy 听后很同情地说，
Wow, Harry, this might just be the worst day of your life.
I know. Well, when it rains, it pours. Now my cell phone is out of power, and of course I left my charger at home.
Hey, what's that smell? It's kind of nasty.
Yeah, you're right. It does stink. Oh, look at my shoes. I stepped in dog poo.
It's almost funny. Well, you know, when life brings you troubles, you can either laugh or cry. Maybe you should go buy a lottery ticket. One of my Chinese friends told me that when you step in doggy poo, you might win the lottery.
正聊着， Harry 手机又没电了。
When it rains, it pours.
这种说法是指不管好事还是坏事，要来的时候都会接二连三，在这里就可以理解为祸不单行。这时，两人都闻到有股臭味儿。
It stinks.
原来是 Harry 不小心踩到了狗屎。
Dog poo.
Cindy 说，他的中国朋友告诉他，踩到狗屎就应该去买
lottery，
没准能中大奖。
Ha! Even if I wanted to, I don't have any money. I don't even know how I'm getting home tonight.
I can lend you some money.
Thanks, Cindy. That's very kind of you.
Not at all. Did you cancel all your credit cards?
Not yet.
You better get on the phone and do that ASAP. You don't want some thief going on a shopping spree with your cards.
No, I certainly don't. Do you think I could report the theft to the police?
别说买乐透了， Harry 钱包丢了，今天连回家的路费都没着落呢。 Cindy 安慰他，说可以借钱给他，还问他有没有
Cancel your credit cards.
把信用卡都关掉，否则的话，小偷可能会拿着他的信用卡
Go on a shopping spree.
去疯狂购物。Henry 说自己这就去，还问 Cindy 自己要不要向警察报案。Cindy 说
Well, to be honest, the chances of getting your wallet back are low. But you might want to report it anyway. Maybe the cops will eventually catch the guy.
Okay, I'll go do that during my lunch break. Wow, what a day.
Keep your chin up, Harry.I know it's been a rough day for you, but someday you'll be able to laugh about this.
I hope so. Thanks for being a good friend.
Of course. What are friends for? Let me buy you lunch today, okay?
Cindy, you're an angel.
Cindy 觉得
To be honest.
老实说，钱包找回来的可能性很小，但她还是建议 Harry 去报案。Cindy 还鼓励她说
Keep your chin up.
抬起头来，别那么沮丧。Harry 夸 Cindy 够意思。Cindy 回答说
What are friends for?
直译为要朋友干嘛用的，这里是指这是朋友应该做的。他最后还说可以请 Harry 吃午饭。